BBC News at 3 o'clock. One of two inmates released by accident from prison has now handed himself back in. William Smith returned to Wandsworth Prison this morning, but police are still searching for the Algerian sex offender Brahim Kadour Sharif, who was mistakenly freed last week. The government says prisons won't be fixed overnight, but the Conservatives have called it an utter shambles. An urgent meeting of prison governors has been called. The former Justice Secretary, Alex Chalk, says they need to take some responsibility.
A lot of governors do a fantastically important job, but they have really got to step up on this. There's a whole cadre of people, senior managers with responsible prison safety, etc. You can't just blame the guys in the OMUs, the offender manager units. And although it's convenient, of course, to whack the Secretary of State, and of course he's accountable, I do think that the managers and the senior leadership have got to do more to get their house in order.
A driver who murdered a Good Samaritan who'd intervened in a fight in Sheffield has been jailed for life. Hassan Jungler rammed his car into a brawling crowd outside a wedding reception in December 2023, killing 46-year-old Chris Marriott, who stopped to help Jungler's sister, who was injured. Sentencing Jungler at Sheffield Crown Court, Mr. Justice Morris said he would serve a minimum of 26 years. New figures show there's been a record number of referrals to the government's anti-extremism scheme, Prevent. Data for the year to March shows there were almost 8,800 referrals, up 27% on the previous 12 months. The father of the Southport attacker, Axel Rudikabana, has told the public inquiry into the attack that there would have been an immediate violent response from his son if he tried to exert control over him. Alphonse Rudikabana also said he regrets not telling the police the teenager had a machete delivered. And the Bank of England has announced that interest rates will remain unchanged at 4%. In September, the bank's governor, Andrew Bailey, said he still expected further rate cuts, but the pace would be more uncertain. BBC News.
On BBC Radio 4.
My name is Rupert Everett, and I'm playing one of my great heroes, Dennis Rake, in a fantastic new play, Smoke and Mirrors.
You won the Military Cross.
Yes, because I kept going and I didn't die. No more, no less.
An aging drag performer reflects on his secret wartime past.
I knew exactly who Max Halder was the moment he opened his mouth.
Inspired by real events.
He smiled at me, and I smiled back.
Smoke and Mirrors on Radio 4 and BBC Sam.
Next Thursday at 2:15.
Call Jonathan Pye is back this evening, but is it too rude and sweary to be in our 6:30 comedy slot? In last week's feedback, our Comedy and Entertainment Commissioner, Julia McKenzie, gave her defence. This week, we'll hear your reaction to her interview and Amol Ryzen's new podcast. Is it as radical as its title suggests? Feedback is in half an hour. But first, Claire Balding is here with Ramblings.